Yeah, I mean, it's very rare that you lose 6-0 and you take quite a lot of positives out of the game. But I think you have to look at who you're playing. If we lose 6-0 in the league against someone our level, then that's a totally different kettle of fish. I thought we started really bright. We looked nice and sharp. Their first goal, you can't stop that. Even in the build-up play, I couldn't really see what we could have done.
No.
And that's what we've had to deal with. We then got going again, as you said. Second goal was the only disappointment first half. I thought that was avoidable. We could have stopped the cross and weren't tight enough in the middle. But I thought we played some really good football first half. And what I did like, the fact we'd gone behind, but we still had enough bottle about us to want the ball, get on the ball.
Yeah.
And we played some good stuff. And I thought it was a little bit unlucky to go in 2-0 down, because there was one or two chances just gone either side of the post, or they've defended well. And we said to the boys at half-time, keep doing what we're doing, really pleased with the way they played, but the next goal was massive. It sends the game whichever way it's going to go. And they were only my only other real disappointments of the day. The third or fourth goal, poor marking in the box, whether or not that's tiredness and starting to get overrun, I don't know. And the problem is, after that, you're trying to chase it and get yourselves back in the game. And like you say, they scored in spells, but when they had their spells, they scored. We did.
Yeah, yeah. Noteworthy performance as well from your goalkeeper, who made a few decent saves as well. Good interface. He'll be disappointed, obviously. No goalkeeper likes conceding any goals. But, you know, he had a bit of a workout as well and showed some decent form.
I was going to say, he made a couple of good saves, but he had enough practice. he's made a couple of great stops and he's got to be gutted. He's let in six goals. He's done nothing wrong. But he's pulled off a couple of really good saves and he hasn't done himself any harm today.
What do you say to your boys at the end of that? Because obviously they went over and said thank you to the support. They got applauded off by the Northampton fans in this main stand as well. What as a manager do you say to your chaps at the end of that?
I've just said to them, listen, be proud of what you've done. It's not just about today. That's our sixth game in the competition to get here.
Yeah.
And there might be people out today thinking, oh yeah, Arrow got whacked, we knew they were going to. I said, but those people weren't here today. They weren't here in front of 3,000 odd people. So be proud of what you've done, be proud of what you achieved. A lot of players will never play in this level of football or play in this round of the cup. And when you're walking away and clapping 400 or 500 supporters that we've taken and they're clapping you off the pitch, enjoy that.
Yeah.
Take it on. And the score's not a good memory, but the overall day and being clapped off the pitch like that should be a good memory. So take it on and now we go on.
And we talked about him on Tuesday, Ibrahim Mehdi. It started on the bench again. For this game, you brought him on. He had half an hour out there. It's difficult circumstances for him to come on. But although there's been a lot of focus and attention on him, we have to remember he's a very young man.
Yeah, he is. And I, as a manager, have to manage him no different than I would anyone else in regards to what feels right for the side on the day.
Yeah.
He has scored quite a lot of goals. His form's dropped a little bit last couple of games, but I think a lot of that is still his age. And he knows there's a lot of clubs watching him all the time, but I won't base my decision on whether he starts or comes on or doesn't, because there's scouts here watching him. I'll do what's right for us with the club. He's obviously disappointed not to start today, but I didn't want to come here and go 4-4-2 and possibly the game be over by half-time. In hindsight, I think it was the right decision, and some days they go for you, some days they don't.
And Middlesex Senior Cup on Tuesday. Hopefully some of the people who turned out, maybe they were don't come as often as you'd like down at Earlsmead. Maybe they'll come out and watch that game. It's a competition, obviously, you yourself won in your first, half a season when you took over from Dave Anderson when you won it at Hampton and Richmond's ground. So, it's a chance to get this one out of the system as well.
It is, and that's the most important thing we've just said to them now. Listen, it's gone. Is what it is. And get it out of your system. But get it out of your system on Tuesday by putting a good performance. And we've got a lot of games now to catch up.
Yeah.
We're still in quite a lot of the cups, and Middlesex Cup and the first few rounds, a lot of clubs, I'm not sure how seriously they take it. We will, because we've won it, and it's always important to get silverware. Not a lot of clubs do at our
yeah.
level. It'll be an opportunity for three or four that didn't play today on Tuesday. And that's about them getting themselves back in the side, and if we can get it out of system, get a good result, then we go again next week in the trophy.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for coming to speak to us. Good luck on Tuesday, and good luck against Needham Market next Saturday as well, because another opportunity to progress in that cup competition.
Yeah, nice local draw. they're on a good run this year. It'll be a tough game, but we're all right. I'm happy with the squad at the moment. We're strong, and providing we bounce back from this the right way, I'm confident we'll go the right way.